This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.
Hey, folks, we're here at Sony. We're going to talk about Google TV. You know, Sony was first on the market with Google TV, and with the latest update, some exciting things. We got some new products coming to market in the near future as well. Be back in a second.
CES 2012 coverage is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Get 25% off their fourth generation hosting by using promo code CES2. Find more GoDaddy deals at tpn.tv.
We're here in the Sony booth with Bill, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming release of the new Sony, basically set-top boxes. I don't know if that's the correct way to term it, but this is going to be some new devices. Many of you are probably familiar with the original release that was embedded in the Blu-ray player and in one of the televisions. But Bill, let's talk about of course, you got a new remote too. That's pretty exciting. So what's going on with the new Google TV devices?
Sure, we've got two new devices this year. We have a network media player powered by Google TV, and we also have a replacement for our existing Blu-ray player, a little bit slimmer line device. The operational capability pretty much picks up where we left off with the existing units. Although, as you can see here, we do have a totally new designed remote control. And kind of the thinking behind this was to really kind of simplify it, because a lot of people got intimidated by all the keys on that one pad and whatnot. So we've simplified the face of this. You have a little touch pad here. You can scroll around on the screen and use that to click on. We also have the simplified home key and picture-in-picture and the cross-media control. But then on the back side, when you do want to do a quick search, or you want to type something in or search, that kind of thing, then we have the QWERTY keyboard on the back side. The neat thing about this is only active when it's facing upwards. And so you're not going to have the situation where you're controlling on this side and you accidentally press a key and something errant happens. This only activates, and like the other way, that only activates when it's facing upward.
You guys know that I'm a big proponent of Google TV. You know, you can watch the Tech Podcast Network on Google TV via our app there, our Google TV Ready app. And, you know, I'm excited about where Google TV is going to go, and I really think that with all the different platforms that are out there trying competing for the space, with Sony and some of the other manufacturers now on board with Google TV, I think it's going to become the default standard. And, you know, the best thing is it just works, and it's dumbfoundingly simple. So I think the main thing it's going to be is pricing and availability, and I know that you haven't announced pricing on the new devices yet, but you know, where do you see this going, and where does Sony think that Sony at some point going to embed this in televisions as well?
Well, it really all comes down to getting your content, and you've always had that content from your cable or satellite provider and from your disc media, but then you also have all that content people are looking for as far as streaming from Netflix or on the internet somewhere. And what this product really does is bring all of that into one organized area. So you're not having to switch between devices and whatnot. It's all right there in the menu. It's organized for you and makes it very simple to operate. The reason why we're kind of focusing on separate boxes now is because a lot of people have already bought their TV and they really like the TV they have. So it's easier to pick up a solution like this, where all you need is an HDMI input on the back of the set, and this will plug into any TV.
After this, we'll talk about the set-top boxes here in a minute, but we'll take a word for our sponsor.
You know, the one thing about all this CES coverage is we need to figure out how we pay for things. And, of course, we have great sponsors, such as GoDaddy. Of course, they have some great hosting plans on the 4GH service. Geekazine is one of those that has some hosting plans on there. A lot of my websites are on GoDaddy.com. 4GH, 99% uptime. They have price plans starting at $4.99 to $9.99 a month. So it's actually very affordable, but we're going to even make it more affordable for you so you can see the power of GoDaddy and their 4GH hosting. Simply use that code CES2 at checkout, and you're going to get yourself 25%. Now, the best part about this is if you have another code out there and you want to use that code and then use CES2, and you'll get another additional 25% off. So you can't go wrong on that, and also works with SSL certificates. So go over to GoDaddy.com, check it out, and, of course, that helps with TPN.TV coverage.
Hey folks, we're back. Now on the implementation, will it be the same type of configuration where you're going to come out of your cable provider's box into the actual Sony box,
the HDMI,
and then out to the set, right? So really, you're not competing for HDMI 1, you're coexisting with it.
Right, exactly. And actually, you're minimizing inputs, because if you have one device that does a lot of different functions, you're only tying up one input to do that, especially with the Blu-ray player.
So do we know when these are going to come to market, when they're going to be available?
Right now, we're looking at a kind of a late spring, early summer release is the time frame.
Well, folks, a lot of cool things here at Sony, and of course, Google TV is part of the large lineup of stuff that they've had here at CES 2012. Definitely check out Sony.com for all their announcements. And of course, keep tuned here to Geek News Central Tech Podcast Network for CES 2012.
This is the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here.